DeepEnglish.com.
When 91-year-old George Doty was rushed to the hospital with pneumonia, his 92-year-old wife, Dorothy, feared the worst. Why was 91-year-old George Doty rushed to the hospital? 91-year-old George Doty was rushed to the hospital with pneumonia. What did his wife, Dorothy, fear? His wife, Dorothy, feared the worst. He was sedated and moved to intensive care 3 days later. Was he sedated? Yes, he was sedated. How many days later was he moved to intensive care? He was moved to intensive care 3 days later. His wife of 68 years was unable to visit him because she suddenly became ill with shingles. Was his wife of 68 years able to visit him? No, his wife of 68 years wasn't able to visit him. What did she suddenly become ill with? She suddenly became ill with shingles. Her spirit was too weak and her body too frail to fight the virus. Was her spirit too weak and her body too frail to fight the virus? Yes, her spirit was too weak and her body too frail to fight the virus. She died alone without her husband knowing she too had been sent to the hospital. Did she die with her family around her? No, she didn't die with her family around her. She died alone. Did her husband know that she too had been sent to the hospital? No, her husband didn't know that she too had been sent to the hospital. 10 hours later, George also passed away. How many hours later did George pass away? George passed away 10 hours later. The couple who met during the Second World War had never spent a day apart during their marriage. When did the couple meet? The couple met during the Second World War. Had the couple ever spent a day apart during their marriage? No, the couple had never spent a day apart during their marriage. The two met at Manchester Piccadilly Railway Station for a blind date. Why did the two meet at Manchester Piccadilly Railway Station? The two met at Manchester Piccadilly Railway Station for a blind date. He agreed to carry a newspaper, and she held a rose. What did he agree to carry? He agreed to carry a newspaper. What did she hold? She held a rose. They recognized one another immediately, and their love blossomed. Did they recognize each other immediately or later? They recognized each other immediately. Did their plant blossom? No, their plant didn't blossom. Their love blossomed. They married and raised 2 sons, Alan and Paul. Did they marry and raise 1 son? No, they didn't marry and raise 1 son. They married and raised 2 sons, Alan and Paul. They had 5 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. How many grandchildren and great-grandchildren did they have? They had 5 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Their son Paul explained, "They were just 2 lovely people who were very family-orientated." Did he say that they were just 2 terrible people? No, he didn't say that they were just 2 terrible people. He said they were just 2 lovely people. At their funeral, their coffins lay side by side. At their funeral, how did their coffins lay? At their funeral, their coffins lay side by side. On top of Dorothy's, there lay a newspaper. On top of George's, there lay a rose. What lay on top of Dorothy's coffin? On top of Dorothy's coffin, there lay a newspaper. What lay on top of George's? On top of George's, there lay a rose. Death itself could not conquer their unique bond. What couldn't conquer their unique bond? Death itself could not conquer their unique bond. Human beings are sentimental creatures. Who are sentimental creatures? Human beings are sentimental creatures. We have a soft spot for love stories, which show that love can even survive death. What kind of stories do we have a soft spot for? We have a soft spot for love stories, which show that love can survive death. The media never tires of reporting on them, and we never tire of hearing about them. Does the media ever tire of reporting on them? No, the media never tires of reporting on them. Do we ever tire of hearing about them? No, we never tire of hearing about them. Irene Jordan died a mere 7 days after the death of her husband Bernard Jordan. They had been together for 50 years. How many days after the death of her husband did Irene Jordan die? Irene Jordan died 7 days after the death of her husband. How long had they been together? They had been together for 50 years. Their tale made a massive splash in the British newspapers. It's not hard to fathom why. Where did their tale make a massive splash? Their tale made a massive splash in the British newspapers. Is it hard to fathom why? No, it's not hard to fathom why. When people who have been together decades die within days of one another, it both saddens and warms our hearts. What does it do to our hearts? It both saddens and warms our hearts. It suggests that love is eternal and can survive even the touch of the Grim Reaper. Does it suggest that love can survive the touch of Santa Claus? No, it doesn't suggest that love can survive the touch of Santa Claus. It suggests that love can survive the touch of the Grim Reaper. It also suggests that in some circumstances, a broken heart can actually kill you. In some circumstances, can a broken heart actually kill you? Yes, in some circumstances, a broken heart can actually kill you. There is a scientific theory to back this up. It's called broken heart syndrome. Is there a scientific theory to back this up? Yes, there is a scientific theory to back this up. What syndrome is it called? It's called broken heart syndrome. The death of a loved one causes immense stress at any age. What causes immense stress at any age? The death of a loved one causes immense stress at any age. When we lose a spouse, our emotions run riot. What happens to our emotions when we lose a spouse? Our emotions run riot when we lose a spouse. The grief paralyzes us. The loss makes us incapable of carrying on our normal day-to-day activities. What paralyzes us? The grief paralyzes us. Does the loss make us capable or incapable of carrying on our normal day-to-day activities? The loss makes us incapable of carrying on our normal day-to-day activities. Extreme stress cripples us, both mentally and physically. It can have a serious effect on the heart. What does extreme stress do to us? Extreme stress cripples us, both mentally and physically. What can it have a serious effect on? It can have a serious effect on the heart. And when the heart is old and run down, some people say it's not willing or even able to survive the loss of a lifelong partner. What is the heart not willing or able to do? The heart is not willing or able to survive the loss of a lifelong partner.